It's Thunder and PT's second date update. Sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Melanie is joining us this morning here on Second Date Update. Melanie, good morning. How are you?
A little confused, honestly. I'm hoping to get some answers.
Yeah, bummer. Now, you wrote us this message about Trevor. So what's up with Trevor?
I wish I knew. We had a lovely coffee date, and since then, he's been MIA.
Okay, so you have reached out to him since that first
date? Yeah, I didn't go crazy, but I sent him a couple messages.
And how long ago was the coffee date, Melanie?
Long enough to think he's not into me. Over a week.
Define a couple, like 2-3 or whatever?
Yeah, 2 messages.
Okay. Have you given up hope, or are you still trying to reach out? I mean, obviously, you're calling us, but...
I'm just kind of a realist. Yeah.
Well,
I like him.
Yeah, but you probably do just kind of want to know, hey, what happened? And so then you can kind of learn from that, even if it doesn't get you to a second date. And it happens.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me ask you, how did the date go? I mean, obviously, in your opinion, it went great.
Yeah, I mean, it was short but sweet. His schedule's kind of a little bit hectic, like work and his family life.
All right, you said family life. He's not married, is he?
Not anymore. He's a single dad for like a year and a half now.
Okay. Oh, all right, cool. Okay. All right, back to the date. Did anything come up, Melanie, that, you know, might have been awkward or a little strange or maybe a clue of a red flag of some sort?
Nothing that I can think of. He teased me for ordering tea on a coffee date, but we got along like gangbusters. Like, I thought we could be really fun partners in crime, honestly.
Ooh, yes.
Partners like in crime.
Mischievous nice. Okay. Type. Okay, we're going to find out what he's got to say. We're calling Trevor. If he agrees to come on our show, we'll get some answers. Cross your fingers.
I'm feeling optimistic,
you are,
to be
PT.
Honest. Yeah, I know Melanie. I know you're not, but what we can do.
We're going to only one way to find out, and that's to call Trevor, and we've got him coming up next. The second half, Second Date Update with Thunder and PT in 3 minutes.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
All right, we call people who've been out on a first date but can't seem to get to a second. Is this a case of someone just being too busy?
Yeah, I mean, it was short but sweet. His schedule's kind of a little bit hectic, like work and his family life. He's a single dad for like a year and a half now.
All right, that's Melanie, who has not heard back from Trevor. She went out on a first date, a coffee date, with a week or so ago, and we're trying to find out if Trevor is still interested.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Trevor.
This is Tim.
Hi, Trevor. This is not a sales call or a spam call or anything like that. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We're calling to see if you would have a moment to talk to us this morning about a, and this is going to be a little different, a recent date that you went on.
Possibly.
We just want a couple quick questions here. Like, the gal that we talked with is a listener of ours. Her name is Melanie. Do you remember that date with her?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, she's a total fake.
Whoa.
Okay, why would you say that?
I mean, we met under false pretenses. That's basically as simple as that.
Okay, can you tell us what you mean by false pretenses?
Well, I'm a single parent, and, I was getting ignored on a few of these other apps, so I thought I'd try this specific one that was for parents, you know, and that's where I met Melanie, and thing is, she doesn't have any kids.
Wait, you were on a single, so this website is a dating website.
For parents only?
Single moms, single dads.
Yeah.
And you sure there wasn't some misunderstanding?
Not that I can think of.
Excuse me, you can't call me a phony.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you just can't call me a phony.
I think we have a connection.
No, actually, Trevor, no, that's Melanie. She's been holding.
Still got her here.
Yeah, maybe she can explain. Melanie, we talked to Melanie about 3-4 minutes ago, Trevor, to find out about this a little bit before we called you. Can you explain this, Melanie?
Well, you obviously didn't read my profile. I don't have kids. If that's a deal breaker for you, it's your own fault for not doing your homework.
I mean, I can't read like every single sentence in every profile.
You tried the single parent site we met on because you weren't getting any traction on any other app, but you won't give me a chance because I'm child free.
I don't have a problem with you not having kids, but looking for guys on a parent app isn't really very cool.
It says right on my profile that I've decided to open every door, and I guess you aren't.
So wait, are you looking for, you're on this parent site, so you're on an app.
It's a single parent's dating app.
Specifically, even though you don't have any kids.
Yes, I've been on all the apps. They're all terrible, and the only one that actually has men on it who wants a family and real love is this one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Well, no. But wait a second.
If that's what you're looking for, it just seems like...
But you're missing the point. Trevor, what you're trying to say is you're looking for another single mom because that's what the dating site... To qualify, you have to be a parent, and you are upset because Melanie is not a mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you wanted to go on the app because you wanted to be taken seriously. And my app says that I don't have kids. It's the first thing on there.
Well, how did that leak?
I don't have the kids.
Okay, and Melanie, and listen, we're not trying to gang up on you or anything here, but you went on a site that's just for single parents and you aren't one, even though your profile says it and Trevor missed it. How are you able to get through the admin to get your dating profile posted?
That's a good question, actually.
Because even though the app is geared for parents, it's not like you have to, like, submit a blood sample or anything. Yeah. It's not that intense.
They just trust you.
It's geared towards, like, people who have families already because it's hard to date when you have kids.
Yeah.
And
okay, but if
apps
you were
like know that.
Okay, but hear me out though. But if you were, let's just say, and I'm just going to throw this out there, if it was a dating site that didn't allow single parents and you were one, not that these exist, that would be dishonest too. You can at least appreciate that. Okay. And so that's why
It's one thing that if I get on there and then I say that I'm a parent and that I have these children, but I don't. I say on the first part of my profile, hey, I don't have kids, but I love children. I want children. I'm looking for real things. I'm looking for real commitment. I'm on this app because I'm looking for someone who has and wants a family. I'm very straightforward.
Yeah, but Trevor...
And if he didn't read that, then that's on him.
Trevor, you found this out, obviously, on the date when you said, well, tell me about your kids. Is that kind of how that went down?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just kind of got quiet when she said, well, actually, I don't have kids.
Yeah, it was pretty, it just felt like a lie, you know? That's kind of the understanding that we're under.
But what is it about a mom? Like, if Melanie's a great person, just because she doesn't have kids, you know, yeah, you met under maybe unique circumstances, but if you had a great date, like, who cares, right?
I mean, I've just been on so many dates in the past where people, like, say one thing, and then once you find out the truth, it's just like, you know, they're already, first date, you're just setting it up for on the pretenses of a lie. Just kind of the concern, like, what else are you hiding kind of thing.
Got it. But she's not. She told you up front on the dating app, but you feel that because she used a single parent's dating app, she's being dishonest.
I mean, it's a little weird to me that someone who's not a parent would be on a parent app.
So I'm just looking for someone who's actually wanting something real. You've been on those other apps. That's why you went to this app. Yeah. It's like you're condemning me for wanting the same thing that you are.
Yeah.
So it's a no then, Trevor, for a second date with Melanie?
I mean, I guess I'd be willing to go on another date and give it another try.
Wow.
Well, I didn't see this coming.
Me neither.
Okay, hang on a second. Caught us a little off guard. Okay, we're not going to interrupt anymore. Melanie?
Yeah.
I hope we got the answer you wanted. Are you still feeling up for a second date, or are you now somehow frustrated with this whole process?
I mean, I am frustrated because I didn't lie about anything.
Okay, got it. How about you guys just set this aside and just go out and have fun on a second date? My God, really? Oh, my Lord. It's so hard sometimes.
It is tough, though.
Okay, we got to let you guys go, but keep in touch and just be honest with one another. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
I don't know if we're prematurely or not.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
After all the bars are-